Morning.
大家早上好。
Joy to be with you here this morning.
非常喜乐今早能够与大家在一起。
I'm going to be sharing this morning from a passage that I had the privilege of sharing just over 3 years ago here.
我今天又跟你分享了这一段的圣经，是3年前曾经在这里跟你们分享过的。
Some people call it the parable of the prodigal son.
有些称为这个浪子回头的故事的比喻。
I like to call it the parable of the loving father and two wasteful sons.
但我又称它为是慈爱的天父和两个浪费的孩子。
And last time I got to share this wonderful story,
上一次我能够跟你们分享啊这个奇妙的故事。
Our focus was really on the first of the two sons.
我们乃是注意到两个儿子中的第一个儿子。
And this morning I want to focus a little more on the second son.
今天我们又来注意这第二个的儿子。
And the loving father in relation to this second son.
是慈爱的天父怎样的对待这第二个的儿子。
And I want to reflect on two questions as we read through this story and share a little about it.
当我们读这个故事之后，在有点分享的时候，我要有你们想两个问题。
Firstly, do you really know your heavenly father?
第一个问题，你真的认识你慈爱的天父吗？
Do you really know him?
你真正的认识他吗？
I'm not talking about head knowledge.
我不是想思想上的认识。
I'm talking about really knowing him.
我们是讲从心里真实的认识他
，and really knowing what he's like，
也知道他是怎样的一位天父
，really experiencing what his heart is，
也能够经历父的心意。
And secondly， do you know who you are？
第二个问题是你认识你自己是谁吗
？If you're someone who has come to Jesus， do you know who you really are？
若你已经接受到耶稣这里来的，你知道你自己是谁吗
？And do you know what you have？
或者你所拥有的一切，你知道吗
？As a child of such a father, do you know what you have？
作为这样一位天父的孩子，你知道自己所拥有的一切吗
？So before we read through, can we just pray？
在我们读圣经之前，让我们有一点祷告。
Father, we've been reflecting on your amazing love already this morning.
今天早上，天父，我们已经在这里一同的默想你的慈爱。
It is so deep, it's so wonderful.
你的爱是何等的深，是何等的奇妙。
You've demonstrated it so fully in what Jesus did for us on the cross.
借着耶稣在十字架上为我们所付出了，你将它完全的表明出来。
And we acknowledge we need your Holy Spirit to give us deeper.And fuller revelation of how great the Father's love is.
我们实在有真正的承认，我们需要你的圣灵来向我们启示，帮助我们能够更清楚的来认识天父你的慈爱是何等长阔高深。
And we need you, Holy Spirit, to give us revelation of the depths of the riches that we have in Jesus.
圣灵啊，我们也需要你帮助我们，能够更深的来认识基督的爱和他的丰富。
And we ask that you'd be with us this morning as we share together in Jesus' name.
我们今早求你与我们同在，一起来分享啊，这个题目，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Now the story is in Luke 15.
在路加福音第十五章。
And I know that probably most people.In this room, have read this story many times.
我相信在我们当中，许多人已经把这一章的圣经读了许多遍。
And if you know it very well, I hope you'll come to it again with the same sense of excitement and wonder that I come to it again with.
说虽然你已经读了许多遍，但我盼望你再一次来读到的时候，你有同样的热情。
And if you don't know this story well,This is one of the most profound insights into the heart of God that you will find.
若是你不没有读过这一章的圣经，那么这一章圣经乃是一章圣经能够使我们真正的认识到神的心意。
It's a parable that Jesus told.
这个比喻是耶稣亲口所说的。
A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
一个比喻乃是用地上的事来解释天上的意义。
And just before we read it, it's important to understand the context of the story.
在我们读这个比喻之前，我们要先理解这个比喻的背景。
Who was the audience that Jesus was particularly addressing when he told this parable?
当耶稣讲这个故事的时候，他的对象是谁？
If we're going to understand especially the second son, we need to be very clear about the audience he was speaking to.
因为我们若要来认识这第二个儿子，我们首先必须知道这第二啊他的对象是谁。
It says at the start of Luke 15, in verse 1,
在《路加福音》十五章第一节，他告诉我们
：“Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him。
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，又听他讲道。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.'”
法利赛人和文士私下议论说：“这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。”
Then Jesus told them this parable.
耶稣就用比喻说。
In fact, he went on to tell three parables.
我们知道耶稣接着是说了三个比喻。
Each of them with the same fundamental message.
这三个比喻都有同一个中心。
Because the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law didn't understand the heart of Jesus.
因为这些法利赛人、文士和祭司，他们不能够明白耶稣的心。
They were both disdainful and very critical of the fact that Jesus associated with what they saw as sinners.
因为他们对耶稣是带着一种抗拒啊，一种啊这个批评啊的眼光的。
They resented the fact that he would care about.Tax collectors.
他们觉得他为什么能够跟罪人一起吃饭，而能够关心这些税吏
？The people who you would look down on because they took advantage of other people.
这些人本来是应该我们看不起的人，因为他们都为了自己的私利而伤害其他的同胞。
Agents of the hated Roman government and people who lined their own pockets as tax gatherers.
因为他们乃是啊服侍这个罗马的地政权。而欺压自己的百姓。
They didn't understand his heart.
但这些人他们不明白不认识基督的心。
So Jesus told the third of these three parables, which we're going to look at now.
所以耶稣就向他们讲了第三个比喻，就是我们今天要来看的。
With these Pharisees and teachers of the law in mind.
而讲的时候他是对象是包括这些税吏。和这些法利赛人跟文士。
And there are three people in the story.
在这个比喻里面有三种人。
There's a father,
有父亲
and two sons.
和两个儿子。
And those two sons, neither of them really knew, at least at the start of the story, who their father was.
而在这故事的开始，这两个儿子都不认识他们自己父亲的心。
And neither of them knew what they were surrounded by.
他们不明白一直啊这啊包围着他们的啊这一切。
Neither of them knew what they were entitled to possess.
他们也不认识他们自己所配的去承受的。
Both of them in different ways were wasteful.
他们这两个儿子用从不同的角度来看都是在浪费资财。
One of them took his share of the inheritance and went and spent it in a hedonistic pleasure seeking life. He was wasteful in that way.
第一个儿子乃是把父亲所给他的产业到了一个远方去任意放荡浪费资财，既然耗尽了。
The other one was very disciplined and self-controlled.
但另外一个儿子却很节制。
Obeying what he understood to be all the rules.
好像很遵守父亲所定下来的一切的家规。
obeying what he understood to be his father's commandments.
好像明白父亲的吩咐。
We could say very religious.
或者说这个人看起来好像有宗教修养。
But completely unaware of what really belonged to him.
但是却一点不认识到他所拥有的是什么。
And completely aware of the relationship that he could have had with his father.
也完全的不了解他跟父亲之间可能拥有的关系。
So let's just read the story.
所以我们先来读这个故事。
From verse 11.
从11节开始。
Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living.
过了不多日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need.
既耗尽了一切所有，又遇见那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death?
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
我要起来，到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。
So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him, and ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Does that bring goosebumps to you, even if you've read it 1,000 times?
你这读了可能上千次了，你读起来是不是对你还是有很大的感动呢？感触呢？
It does to me, I've got a good.
对我每次都是这样。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him.Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.So they began to celebrate.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
便叫过一个仆人来。问是什么事？
Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.
仆人说，你兄弟回来，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him.
大儿子却生气, 不肯进去, 他父亲就出来劝他。
But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
他对父亲说, 我服侍你至多年, 从来没有违背过你的命, 你并没有给我一只山羊羔, 叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
当你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的财产, 他一来, 你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
You can hear the resentment and the anger in his voice, can't you?
你可以听听大儿子是何等的生气。
No sense or understanding of the father's joy at having his son back again.
一点都不能够感受到父亲因失去而得回儿子的喜乐。
So the father who has come out to plead with him goes on.
父亲出来劝他，对着他说，
My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours.
父亲对他说， 儿啊， 你常和我同在， 我一切所有的都是你的。
But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，是又得的， 所以我们应当欢喜快乐。
What an amazing heart of love the father in this story has for both of his sons.
我们看见这比喻里面父亲他对两个儿子的爱是何等的大。
How much this father longs that both of his sons would understand that heart.
父亲是何等的渴慕，盼望他的两个儿子真的能够明白他的心意。
How much he longs that both those sons should understand what he's provided for them.
他何等的盼望两个儿子都能够明白他父亲已经为他们所预备的一切。
Jesus loved those Pharisees and those teachers of the law as much as what they were on about grieved him.
虽然这些法利赛人和文士常常的使耶稣伤心，但是耶稣还是这么的爱他们。
And Jesus loves all of his children who have run away from him.
而耶稣也爱所有逃走离开他的每一个孩子。
There are people who forsake God in a very overt way and run into the world.
有些人他们是很激烈的离弃神跑向世界。
And there are people who live a life that appears religious.
那有些人他们却过了一种好像有宗教生活的一生。
And both are wasteful.
但是这样的两种人同样都是在浪费天父的一切。
The first son clearly began to discover something of the father's love from this story.
他们发现第一个儿子，他却醒悟过来，开始了发现父亲的心意。
He discovered something about his father that went way beyond his expectations.
他对父亲的发现是远超过他以前对父亲的认识的。
His expectation, his very highest expectation, was that his father might forgive him enough to bring him back as a hired servant in the house.
他对父亲的一个期望，乃是若父亲能够把他接回到家里，当做一个雇工来看待，就已经是最好了。
In his mind, that was the best he could expect and hope for.
他就这样的结局对自己来就是最好的。But
you know, God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
但我们的神，他所行所做的都是远超过我们所思所想的、所求的。
The way that his father received him was way beyond what he expected.
父亲对他的接待是完全超过他所期望的。
The depth of his forgiveness was greater than what he expected.
父亲对他的赦免是远超过他心中所想的。
The love that he found his father had for him went far deeper than anything he depreciated.
他心中所能想象父亲的爱和与他所经历到父亲的爱是无能对比的。
And the gifts that his father gave him had a profound significance that I'm sure he understood in a way that he'd never understood before.
而且对父亲所赐给他的这一切，他在有一种全新的认识和明白。
His father called for a new set of clothes for him.
父亲是为他预备了新的袍子。
Doing away with the stench of the pig pen.
而将他一切的肮脏的旧衣服给脱去了。
Robes that were clean.
所给他的袍子是干净的。
Just as God clothes us with his righteousness when we come to him.
就如我们的天父用他的公义来包围我们。
The very righteousness of Jesus himself is given as a gift.
耶稣基督他自己的公义却赐给了我们。
And he put a ring on his finger.
这个父亲又把一个戒指戴在他的手上。
A ring that symbolized the authority of the Father.
而这个戒指乃是代表着父亲所托付给他的职任。
He wasn't a hired servant. He was a son of the Father.
他不是作为一个雇工来对待，乃是作为父亲的儿子。
With all that that implied in this culture.
就像在这一切的文化里面背景所引用的。
It meant he had his father's authority.
他就表现出他已经从父亲接受了权柄。
That ring meant he could enter into contracts in his father's name.
因为有了这个戒指，他也能够代替父亲，能够与人立约。
That ring meant he could speak on his father's behalf.
他也能够代表父亲去说话。
What a gift!
是何等大的恩赐。
And his feet were shod with new shoes, new sandals.
而且他的脚又穿上了新的鞋。
And for those of us who know the picture that that represents in the Bible, it's a beautiful picture of feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He's now a messenger of a beautiful message.
这是我们理解圣经里面的教导，穿上的鞋，那是穿上了这个鞋，那是为着托付给他能够传扬这个福音的好信息。
Jesus was saying to these scribes and Pharisees,These people who are gathered around me have begun to discover my love, my heart, and the gifts that I have for them.
而耶稣这样的讲，那就使这些法利赛人、文士、税吏、罪人开始能够感觉到耶稣对他们的爱。
I'm sure it was an ongoing revelation for them, but they had begun to discover the Father's love.
我们相信这样的启示是一点一点的增加，但起码他们已经开始认识到了。
And Jesus was saying, "You don't understand my joy at being able to gather with these people who have come back to me."
耶稣说：“你们一点都不理解我心中的喜乐，能够将这些失去的人带回到我的身边来。
”And then we come to the older brother.
那之后。我们又看到这个大儿子。
The older brother's story in verse 29 is all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
在29节他对父亲说我服侍至多年从来没有违背过你的命。
There's not a lot of joy in what he was doing all those years, was there?
好像听起来他虽然服侍父亲这么多年但是一点都不开心。
Not a lot of love and motivation that arises out of love in all that he'd been doing.
他所一切的侍奉服侍都不是出于对父亲的爱的激励。
In his mind, he was obeying all of his father's commandments.
在他的眼中他只是遵守了父亲的一切的命令。
He was working hard.
他是在这样辛苦的工作。
Obeying all the rules.
在遵守一切的命令。
And underneath it all there was resentment.
但是在这遵守的 背后那是带着这一种的不喜乐。
Resentment against his father.
就是对父亲好像有一种埋怨的态度。
All the things that the father hasn't done for me while I'm doing all of this.
好像我做了这么多，但父亲从来没有为我做什么。
And that resentment exploded into resentment for his younger brother.
所以对父亲这样的埋怨，结果就向他的兄弟爆发出来了。
But he was even more resentful that his father would feast and rejoice with that younger son.
但是他更大的埋怨乃是看见父亲为什么还会这样开心的接待他的弟弟。
It's very sad, isn't it?
所以非常的看起来使人觉得非常的伤心的。
You know, religion without relationship is a very shallow, hollow, joyless thing.
只有宗教没有生命，那所有就是一切肤浅的愁苦。
In Isaiah chapter 1, God said something very confronting to the people of Israel.
在以赛亚书第一章，神向以色列人说了一些非常直接挑战的话。
He said, All of your sacrifices, all of your burnt offerings, I hate them.
神说，我非常的怨恨你们所献给我这些祭牲和燔祭。
Hang on, they might have said, aren't we doing exactly what you've commanded us to do?
而且以色列人反应说，难道我们做这一切不是你吩咐我们要做的吗？
And the answer was, no, you're not really doing what I commanded you to do.
而神的回应来说，你们所做的不是真正的遵守我所吩咐的。
And all of your meetings, all of your gatherings, all of the feast days and Sabbaths and so on, I hate them.
你们所有的聚会，你们这些节期，你们所有的这些聚在一起的活动，我都憎恨。
Hang on, aren't we just obeying your commandments?
你说，那我们这些不是也是你吩咐的吗？
No, you're not, not really.
但神说，不的，你们不是真的遵守我的吩咐。
And I'm tired of hearing your prayers.
而且你们的祷告，我都厌烦了。
Wow, that's a heavy thing.
我说，听起来这不是很打击的吗？
You see, he goes on to say, it's not out of relationship.
好像我们看见读下去说到神说，因为你们做这一切不是因着出于与神之间的关系。
You're doing all these things, but you don't understand who you're serving and who you're doing it for.
你们虽然做了这一切，但是你们不认识你们所侍奉的对象和为谁做这一切的。
If there was a relationship with me, you'd care about the injustice that's all around.
你们如果真的与我有个亲密的关系，你们就不会忽略你们当中的这些不义的事情。
You'd be a father to the fatherless.
你会像那些孤儿没有父亲，孤儿像父亲一样的对待他们。
You'd care about the widows.
你也会照顾这些寡妇。
But then he says, "Come, come."He pleads with them. Let's reason together. Let's talk together.
之后神就邀请他们说，你们来跟我们一起的辩论。
Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
虽然你们的罪是朱红的，却又像雪一样白。
I love you. I care for you. I want something more than this for you.
我是爱你们，我是看顾你们，我是愿意给你们的比这些更多。
I don't want you going through the motions of duty out of a sense of obligation.
我不愿意你们做这些是因为节日是责任是你们的工作。
And you know, whatever we do, bringing this forward several thousand years to our time, whatever we do out of a sense of duty or obligation and not out of relationship doesn't bring the joy.That God wants us to experience.
所以我们看现在几千年后，我们当今，如果我们对神的服事，也就是出了一种责任，出了一种乃是工作上又做的一件事情，而不是因着又服事神，我们跟神有关系又服事他，那么神也同样的不喜悦。
And then in our story in Luke 15:31, the Father says, "My son." You are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
在31节，父亲对他说：儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
The son had no understanding of that.
这大儿子从来没有认识到这一点。
You are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
你常常和我在一起，我一切所有的都是属于你的。
We don't know what the next bit of this story is because Jesus didn't tell the next bit of the story.
耶稣的讲的比喻在这里停下来，说我们不知道这大儿子听了父亲说的话之后有没有什么改变。
I think he left it to his audience to write the next bit of this story.
好像耶稣把故事停在这里，让这些听见这个故事比喻的人自己去想象接下来会怎样。
Did some of them get some insight into the heart of the Father?
因为若是这些人能够有一点明白天父的心意。
Did some of them actually hear what he was saying? You are always with me and everything I have is yours.
他们有没有听见说你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
Jesus died for them.
耶稣为他们而死。
As much as he died for those who were the sinners and the tax collectors.
他不只是为这些税吏和罪人而死。
And we know that some of them came to discover that from the evidence of later in the Gospels.
我们在福音书里面，这些罪人有些迟一点也发现了耶稣的救赎。
And in the Acts of the Apostles as well.
而且在使徒行状，我们也看见许多人他们都发现了耶稣的救赎。
Do you know the heart of the Father?
你认识天父的心意吗？
He's a good, good Father.
他是一个非常良好美善的父亲。
Some of us might have difficulty understanding because of our own experiences of our own earthly father.
或者我们因着自己对亲生的深深的父亲的经历，使到影响到我们对天父的认识。
For some of us, our earthly fathers haven't modeled very fully what the heart of a heavenly father is.
或者我们深深的父亲没有在我们面前这个时候活出一个榜样，能够显现出天父的慈爱来。
But all of us can come to know and experience the heart of our heavenly father.
但是我们每一个人都还是能够来认识和经历天父的心意。
I just want to read a bit of Psalm 103.
在诗篇103篇，
A beautiful psalm that gives us a description of the heart of God.
因为这诗篇好像给我们一个非常美好的描述了父的心意。
The heart of our heavenly Father.
我们天父的心。
He says, Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
我的心呢？你又称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也又称颂他的圣名。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
我的心呐，你又称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
He forgives, he heals.
他赦免。他也医治。
Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
Now Jesus said, if a son asks his father for bread, will he give him a stone?
好像耶稣曾说，如果一个儿子向父亲要这个面包，他的父亲会把石头给他吗？
Not even an earthly father does that.
好像我们深深的父亲都不会这样做。
How much more will your father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
那么你们天上的父不会更把更好的给你？求告他的人吗？
I just remember the experience I've had three times as a father, an earthly father, holding a precious little bundle of life in my hands when I was small enough to be just held in two hands. And the sense of joy and love and compassion and care that flowed out naturally for those little children.
我可以记起我亲身的能够经历，人生中有三次的经历， 能够像一个父亲这个用手这样的抱走自己生下来的孩子， 而之后很自然的从心里面流露出来这个父亲的爱，关爱，和这种对孩子的这一种的爱是何等的深。
And I'm just an earthly father with all of my imperfections and failings as a father.
而我只是一个肉身里的父亲，里面有很多的不完全和不好的地方。
But I know the reflection, the pale reflection as though it is, of a heavenly father's love. It's awesome.
但当这样的父爱流露出来的时候，有略略的一点反映出了我们天父对我们的爱。
Back to Psalm 103, he says, verse 6, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
再回到诗篇103篇第六节, 耶和华施行公义为一切受屈的人伸冤。
He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
他使摩西知道他的法旨，就以色列人晓得他的作为。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
You know the commandments that he gave, the rules that he set out in the Old Testament, were done out of love.
我们知道神在旧约所赐给的律法和命令都是出于爱而赐给以色列人的。
There were commandments that we might call ceremonial.
有些好像这些律法乃是为着这些仪式性的。
That were there to give a picture of what he was going to accomplish in Jesus.
好像只是给他们一个样子， 能够将来耶稣所要成就的。
And there were those we might call the moral law that were to give ways of living that made for a just and compassionate society.
而有另一方面的律法乃是道德方面的， 使到他们能够守着这些的律法， 发出一个公义的社会来。
If you go back to 1500 BC when the law first came through Moses, and look at the societies that lived around at the time, you marvel at the compassion and the justice and the goodness of God that was reflected in that law.
我们看见回到摩西的那个时代，主前的那个时代，看见他们这以色列人真的是遵守神这些律法的时候，我们看见他们周围他们的社会所生活的社会是蛮有这些的公义的。
But none of it can really be appreciated outside of a relationship with the Father.
但是这一切若没有他们与神之间没有一个关系的话，一切他们都不能够完全的益处的。
And that's why Jesus said the whole of the law can be summed up in these two commandments.
就是耶稣说，这个律法都可以总结成这两个诫命。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
尽心尽力的爱主你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
也要爱人如己。
On these hang all of the law and the commandments and the prophets.
一切的律法与先知的命令都是在这个基础之上。
It says in verse 9 of Psalm 103, He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever.
第九节，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him.
天离地何等的高，祂的慈爱向敬畏祂的人也是何等的大。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远，他就我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
As a father has compassion on his children, So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也照样连续敬畏他的人。
For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
And verse 17, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him.
到十七节，但耶和华的慈爱归敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归子子孙孙。
What a father! What a love!
何等的爱，何等的天父！
One who has compassion.
他充满了怜恤。
One who is a very purposeful teacher.
他也是一直充满了对我们的教导。
One who disciplines and trains and prepares us for a glorious destiny.
他也是这样的管教我们，训练我们，预备为我们预备一个更好的未来。
One who is faithful and keeps his promises.
他是信实的，常常的啊的、信实常常的啊常常应验他所应许的。
One who loves relationship with us.
而他是这样的，愿意一直跟我们有一个好的关系。
One who loves to party with his children.
好像愿意他的众儿女都能够与他在一起。
One who delights in his children.
他非常的愿意开心的与自己的孩子在一起。
You know, I think sometimes it's hard for us to understand the joy and the delight that Heavenly Father has in you and in me.As his children.
我们觉得有时候实在是很困难，让我们能够理解到天父他所有的喜乐，因为怎样的在我们中间。
Some of us need to allow him to show us that.
好像我们有些需要天父向我们把这些启示出来。
You just don't know how much your father loves you and delights in you.
因为你实在不认识你的天父对你是有何等的爱，何等的关怀。
Because he sees you through a particular lens.
因为他看你的时候，乃是用通过一个这样的角度来看你的。
Forget what other people have said about you.
忘记别人是怎样的说你。
When he sees you.He sees you as someone made in his image.
当他看见你的时候，他是看见你是照他的形象所造的。
Uniquely gifted by him, uniquely created by him, with a unique set of gifts and personality that he made for you.
乃是天父，乃是特别的创造你，知道你和别人的不同，你是唯一的，而且又把唯一的这些恩赐、能力这些都赐给了你和祝福。
And he sees you more than that through the lens of Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross.
而且他特别是通过耶稣基督和他在十字架上所成就的来看见你。
If you're one that has reached out to Jesus and received him as your Savior,
若是你已经身向耶稣，接受他成为你的救主。
He sees beyond all those imperfections that have come in.
他就越过了你身上一切的不完全。
He sees you with the righteousness of Jesus.
他看见你身上有基督的公义。
And he sees beyond your present struggles and your present steps towards him.
他又越过了你在他面前现今所有的难处和挣扎。
He sees his own completed work, which is perfect and beautiful.
他在你身上看见他自己完全完美的工作。
And that's why he says in Zephaniah 3:17, there's a little verse in Zephaniah 3:17, maybe we turn to it, so
yeah, okay.
And just get it. Because of what he sees, because of the lens through which he looks,There is a delight that he has in you and in me that some of us find difficult to understand.
在西方雅书第三章
And he says in Zephaniah 3:17, he says, "The Lord your God is with you."
这17节, 西方雅书,
he is mighty. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救, 大有能力的主, 他在你中间, 必因你欢喜, 欢心, 喜乐, 默然爱你, 且因你喜乐而欢呼。
And sometimes we just need to quieten ourselves in his presence.
有时候我们需要只是在神的面前安静下来。
Put aside other voices and other things that people have said.
我们, 忽略了其他人, 的所说, 看法和说法, 对我们的说法和看法。
And hear what our heavenly dad has to say.
而是专注地听我们的天父要对我们说什么。Because
if you do that, you'll hear, you are precious. You are loved. You bring joy to my heart. You'll hear him singing over you.
若是你安静下来, 你听见天父对你说, 你是我所爱的, 你是我所喜悦的, 你, 我在你身上有得着我的喜悦。
Do you know your father?
你认识你的天父吗?
He loves to be known.
他欢喜被人认识。
At least one of these sons began to know what his father was really like.
起码这两个儿子, 其中一个儿子, 已经开始认识到他的父亲是怎样的一位父亲。
And some of the audience who were able to relate to the second son began to understand.
当中一些听众, 他们能够跟大儿子联系起来的, 也开始了对父亲有新的认识。
Jesus said, through the Father, to that second son,
耶稣借着那个父亲对第二个儿子说,
You are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
你常和我同在, 我一切所有的都是你的。
Isn't that an amazing thing for our Heavenly Father to say to you and to me?
如果天父对你和我这样说, 不是非常奇妙的事情吗?
We're not always conscious of his presence.
我们好像不能够常常地感觉到他的同在。
Sometimes we think he's far away.
有时候我们觉得好像神离我们很远。
But he says, you're always with me.
但神却说, 你常与我同在。
Where can we go from his presence?
我们能够从哪里去逃避他的, 同在呢?
Can you get on a plane and go up in the air and get away from him?
你能够坐上飞机, 飞到天空, 去逃避他吗? 躲避他吗?
Can you get in a submarine and go under the water and get away from him?
你能够进到一个潜水艇, 到深海里面去逃避他吗?
Can you get in your car and drive for days into the outback and get away from him?
你能够开车去到旷野, 去逃避他吗?
I'm paraphrasing one of the Psalms.
忘了是把其中一个诗篇的用我们的原意,
No, no, he says, you're always with me.
当神说, 无论你去到哪里, 我都在那里。
And if you don't stop to appreciate that and all that it means, you're like that wasteful second son.
你若不停下来, 深深地思想这一切的意义, 那么你就像这个大儿子一样, 把这一切都浪费了。
He goes on to say, everything I have is yours.
他接着又说, 我一切所有的,
I don't think we begin to understand what that means.
我不觉得我们能够明白这是什么意思。
Let me restate that. I think we begin, many of us, to understand what it means, but I don't think we understand fully what that means.
我能够说我们是开始对这有一点的认识, 但我们没有完全的认识。
There was a feast that the first son and the second son was invited to.
说这里有一个宴席, 乃是第一个儿子跟第二个儿子都一同被邀请去参加的。
And all that was on that table was symbolic of the gifts that the father had for his sons.
而在宴席上的一切, 乃是代表着父亲所赐给他们的一切。
It says we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
在圣经告诉我们，在基督里，我们已经得着了在基督里一切属灵的福气。
If we're a child of God, we are an inheritor of all that's His.
我们是神的儿女，我们就成为他继承了他所有的一切。
And that includes what was symbolized by that ring, His authority.
而且那个也包括了那个戒指所代表的权柄。
Do you know Jesus said some amazing things?
我们知道耶稣说了一些非常稀奇的事情。
But He said to His children, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，你们在地上所捆绑的，天上也有捆绑，你们在地上所释放的，天上也有释放。
Do you understand the authority that you have in the name of Jesus?
你认识到你在耶稣基督的名的权柄吗？
At the end of Matthew 28, Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me."
在马太福音二十最后一章说到，天上地上一切的权柄都已经赐给了我。
Therefore you go.
所以你们去。
You go in my name.
你们奉我的名去。
You go and make disciples of all nations.
你叫天下各国啊，是众各国做我的门徒。
You have my authority.
你们有我赐给你们的权柄。
You know how the Roman centurion said, "I'm a man under authority. Therefore, I can direct people where to go."
好像我们记得耶稣曾经啊讲到有一个啊百夫长，他说我是一个啊服在这个权柄之下的人，所以我也能够吩咐别人去遵从我的命令。
He understood that he was part of a chain of command that went all the way back to Caesar in Rome.
因为他知道他自己乃是在罗马的政权这些权柄的一层一层里面的。
And he recognized that Jesus had authority that went all the way back to Father God in heaven.
而他也认识到耶稣的身上有回到父那里的权柄。
And because Jesus was under his Father's authority, he had authority.
因为耶稣是在天父的权柄之下，所以他也有权柄。
And he could set the prisoners free.
他能够使这些囚犯得释放。
And he could bind demonic activity.
他也能够捆绑这个魔鬼的力量。
And he could bring healing to the sick.
他也能够医治有病的人。
And he could open the eyes of the blind.
他也能够打开瞎子的眼睛。
And he could bring understanding and revelation of incredible truth.
他也能够带给人的这些知识和认识。
Because he walked under his Father's authority.
因为他是活在父的权柄之下。
And Jesus says, "All authority is given to me, therefore you go in my name."
而耶稣说，天上地上的权柄都已经赐给了我，所以我现在差遣你们去。
It's amazing authority that we have as children of God.
今天作为神的儿女，我们是有何等奇妙的这个权柄。
And we need to discover more of what that means.
我们也必须更多的去发现这里面所代表的意义。
Now there's a little verse, I just want to start to wrap this up, but I just want to share a little verse in Deuteronomy 28.
在申命记28章。
Deuteronomy 28.
申命记28章。
God shares the blessing that he has given to his people.
好像在这里神向他的百姓分享了他所赐给他们的祝福。
And he says, if you fully obey the Lord, if you carefully follow his commands, these are all the blessings that will flow out of that.
你们若完全的遵守他的命令，这些的福气就这样的跟随你们。
Now we have a far greater understanding of what it means to obey his commands under the new covenant that we now have.
但是在新约里面，我们现在呢是有更深的认识，是怎么样的去遵守他的命令。
And when we come to Jesus and receive him as our Savior,
等我们来到主耶稣，接受他成为我们的救主，
we enter in to all of the inheritance that is associated with that.
我们就进入了在基督里是一切的基业产业。
And all of the blessing is our inheritance.
而这一切的福气祝福也是成为我们所能够承受的。
Down in verse 13, it says, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. Verse 13, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail.
哦，中文的圣经漏掉了这一节。说神乃是要使你们做头而不做尾。
Does that come out like that in the Chinese?
The Chinese completely missed.
Sorry?
I just have a number called 13.
Oh, okay.
13 with a dot.
Oh, okay. What?
So it's 13, 14.
13. It...
So yeah. 说耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，居但居上不居下。
So he's saying, you're not the victim, you're not the tail, you're the head.
所以神这里说，你们不是那个受害者，你们不是这个尾，你们是做那个头的，是蒙祝福的。
You know, you and I as God's children are not at the mercy of our circumstances and we're not at the mercy of what this world throws at us.
我们作为神的儿女，我们不是说一切都在乎这个我们的环境和这个世界怎样对待我们。
If you think of Joseph, for example, just to illustrate what I'm trying to say, Joseph in the Old Testament,
我们做思想约瑟，在旧约里面的约瑟。
When he was a young man, God gave him a dream that showed him he was the head and not the tail.
所以当他还年幼的时候，神给了他了一个梦里面的意象，他让他看见他是要在家庭里面做头而不是做尾。
God showed him that he was going to be a source of blessing to his family.
而最终的目的呢，就告诉他，他要成为他的家庭的祝福。
He didn't understand very fully what it meant, I'm quite sure, at the time.
而在那个时候，约瑟一点都不明白这是什么意思。
But they were going to honor him, and they were going to receive from him the blessing of the care and the provision that he was going to provide for them.
因为他的家人又尊敬他，之后也又从他领受，从他那里来一切的祝福和好处。
Now Joseph wasn't particularly wise in what he did with that revelation.
所以那个约瑟因为不是很有智慧的来对待他所得到的这个意象。
And not long after that, he found himself in a pit into which his brothers had thrown him before they sold him as a slave.
而之后他就发现自己的弟兄对待他，把他丢在一坑里面，后来又把他卖给埃及人。
But even in those circumstances, he was still the head, not the tail. God was still with him.
但是在无论他落在任何的不好的环境里面，约瑟还是做头而不是做尾的。
And he was sold into slavery in Egypt.
然后因为神与他同在，所以他被卖去到埃及。
You could say circumstances weren't very good.
所以我们说他周围的环境情况不是很好。
But God was with him and he was the head, not the tail.
当神与他同在，他在那里还是做头。
He prospered, he was promoted, his gifting was recognized.
他做事亨通，他所做的他的能力也被人认可。
God's presence with him brought blessing to the people he was amongst.
而因为神与他同在，就把祝福带给了他周围的人。
But then the circumstances conspired against him, so it seemed, and he was now in prison.
而之后他的环境好像变得更加的糟糕，之后被丢到这个监狱监牢里面去了。
But still he was the head and not the tail.
但是在监牢里面，他还是做头不是做尾的。
And God was with him, and God blessed him and brought blessing to those around him because of God's presence in him.
因为神与他同在，所以神祝福他，也通过他把祝福带给他周围的人。
And then in the fullness of time, he was in command on the throne, second to Pharaoh, ruling over Egypt.
等到日期到了，他就是成为啊法老的右手啊，掌管了埃及一切啊这个权力。
Part of our inheritance is to be the head and not the tail.
所以我们从基督这里继承的也是做头不做尾。
Whatever our circumstances, it's not to be a victim.
无论我们今生的遭遇是怎样，我们都不是那个受害者。
Because he says, you are always with me.
因为天父说，你与我同，常与我同在。
My presence shall go with you.
无论你去哪里，我都在那里。
And his promise to us is not the absence of any challenges, not the absence of any troubles, not the absence of any trials.
他对我们的应许和保证不是说我们就不会遇见任何的挑战难处。
But the presence of God.
但是在这一切当中有神的同在。
The presence of a loving Father.
有慈爱天父的同在。
Who gives us his victory.
他将他的得胜赐给我们。
Who takes us above our circumstances.
他能够带领我们使我们越过我们一切的难处。
Who makes us the head and not the tail.
而祝福我们做头不做尾。
So my questions this morning, do you know your Father?
所以我今早的两个问题，第一个是你认识你的天父吗？
Do you really know him and what he's like?
你真的认识他是怎样的一位神和他的心意吗？
I've spent the last 50 or so years getting to know him, and I tell you what, I want to know him better.
在过去的五十几年，我都一直在认识他，哎，盼望我能够更多的认识他。
He's a good, good father.
因为他是一个非常好的父亲。
And do you know who you are as a child of such a father?
而作为这样 一位父亲的孩子，你知道你有怎样的身份和地位吗？
Do you know what it is blessed, what it is to be blessed with everything that he has?
你认识到神说又将他所拥有的一切都祝福给你是什么意义吗？
His gifts and his authority.
他的恩赐，他的权柄
，His victory，
他的得胜。
It's a lifelong exploration, isn't it?
是我们一生又去发现的。
It's an ongoing sense of wonder as we make new discoveries.
乃是我们每一次的又具有新的发现。
New discoveries about the depth of His love. New discoveries about who we are in Jesus.
新的发现，他爱的深，而且。发现基督耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your amazing love.
天父，因你奇妙的慈爱，我们也感谢赞美你。
We want to thank you that there's no sin that's too great to receive your forgiveness.
我们感谢你，在你面前没有罪是大到不能被赦免的。
There's no loss that's so great that it can't be recovered.
主啊，在你面前没有任何一个损失是你不能够恢复的。
We thank you that you said we are always with you.
主，我们感谢你对我们说，你常与我们同在。
And all you have is ours.
而你所有的一切都是我们的。
Lord, we pray that you would take us into an ongoing walk with you that gives us greater understanding of who you are and who we are in you.
而主，我们祷告说，愿你能够带领我们，能够更深的与你同行，更多的认识到你自己和我们自己。
And may all that we do be out of a sense of relationship with you.
而在我们无论我们所做的一切，都是因着我们与你所有的关系而去做。
Deliver us from going through any motions that are outside relationship with you.
主啊，是在拯救我们脱离任何在你关系之外啊任何的啊情感。
And we thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
因为主啊，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有福乐。
In Jesus' wonderful name.
让奉耶稣奇妙的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.